WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau. Texans are suffering from intense heat and humidity. KHOU-TV reporter Stephanie Whitefield says it's a scorcher today in Houston.
It's going to feel like 116 degrees in Houston. So the city has already opened up cooling centers across the area. Those cooling centers will be in libraries, community centers. But on top of that, all of the Houston area YMCAs are open to the public.
One person was killed, almost two dozen people injured after tornadoes moved through Mississippi yesterday. Dennis Owens lives in Florence.
We went through a devastating storm last night, but through the grace of God, we're still here.
A search is underway at this hour for a missing submersible that carries people to see the wreckage of the Titanic. The five-person submersible was reported overdue last night. CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb has a statement from the company that operates the tours.
We're exploring, mobilizing all options to bring our crew back safely. Our entire focus is on the crew members and the submersibles and their families. And we're deeply thankful for the extensive assistance we've received from government agencies and deep-sea companies in our efforts to reestablish contact with the submersible.
Signaling a possible thaw in the chilly relationship between the U.S. and China, Secretary of State Antony Blinken today became the most senior official of the Biden administration to visit the country. He met for more than half an hour with Chinese President Xi Jinping.
I'm Stephen Portnoy. The White House calls the talks with the Chinese president candid, substantive, and constructive. But Antony Blinken was seemingly unable to convince Xi Jinping to reopen talks between the Chinese and American militaries. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre briefed reporters on Air Force One.
What we want is competition, not conflict. We've been very clear about that.
Xi Jinping said the U.S. and China have reached agreement on specific issues, which he did not spell out. He called the progress very good.
A federal magistrate has imposed strict limits on the handling of evidence in the federal criminal prosecution of former President Trump. More from CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Donald Trump may not retain copies of materials provided to his lawyers and can only review the case materials under the direct supervision of his lawyers or a member of his lawyer's staff.
Well, this is Juneteenth, the day we observe the end of slavery in this country. New Jersey Democratic Senator Cory Booker says we've come a long way, but we have a long way to go.
We are a nation that had to overcome hardship and pain, struggle and suffering. We are a nation that was founded and conceived in liberty, but read the founding documents that refer to Native Americans as savages.
The markets are closed for the Juneteenth federal holiday. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. A plea offer was denied by the alleged gang member that shot a Racine Case High School student near the school campus in September. A jury trial for two counts of attempted homicide is now set in November for Tyrese Love. The 16-year-old Case High School football player was shot across the street from the school in the Delta Hotel parking lot. In Illinois, it's a DUI, and a bus driver for a major league team was charged with it late last week. Jimmy Casca has more.
A contracted bus driver responsible for transporting the Pittsburgh Pirates to Milwaukee for their series against the Brewers was arrested for driving under the influence late last week. Illinois State Police intervened and stopped the bus on Interstate 94 in Chicago due to erratic driving and signs of impairment.
A picture of the missing 30-year-old woman from Milwaukee is on the police department's social media pages. Officials say Shomari Garden is critically missing. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & GTWLawyers.com.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. It's being made 24/7 every second of every day, even when we're asleep. We're going to get into it right now. First of all, some good news. We have some baseball tickets to give away. Some baseball tickets for the game on Tuesday, the game tomorrow. Four tickets, 7 p.m., opening pitch. Arizona Diamondbacks against the Brewers. These are the best seats in the house. You're going to see a fastball come down. You'll duck. You're afraid it'll hit you right in the head. Great seats. Diamondbacks, of course, are named after a rattlesnake, which I think is very, very low rent. Very low rent. But in any event, the Arizona Diamondbacks against the Milwaukee Brewers. And let me tell you something. If you want to listen to a Brewer game live, you can do it on Civic Media. You can listen to Oshkosh Air Support up in the Fox Valley, station up there, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM. Or you can listen to it at a Richland Center, WRCE, from the center in Richland Center, 107.7 FM and 1450 AM. Listen to it over the air. You can listen to it on your computer. So four tickets. Four excellent tickets, best seats in the house, Arizona Diamondbacks against the Milwaukee Brewers tomorrow night, 7 p.m. opening pitch. Okay, here's the deal. Once again, I want to start, although mercifully there's less to talk about on this subject today, with the Trump indictment in Florida. You know, Trump insults prosecutors, he insults judges, he insults their wives, their kids, their daughters. So far, he's gotten away with it, but he just, on Saturday morning, Trump posted something on Truth Social. That's his social media outlet. And here's what he said, quote, deranged Jack Smith indicted me to protect Biden, whom they caught stealing $5 million. Deranged Jack Smith indicted me to protect Biden, whom they caught stealing $5 million. Let me tell you something. The only thief that has stolen money, who's a president or former president, is Donald Trump. Donald Trump has had his hand out. He's on the take from Russia, from Saudi Arabia. Anybody will pay him. But here's what he says. Then he goes, crooked Joe Biden pressed deranged Jack Smith to do this fake indictment on me in order to take the pressure off the fact that they caught Joe Biden stealing $5 million. This is all false. This is all false. Joe Biden is one of the most honest presidents we've ever had. But the larger question in my mind is, what kind of guy, first of all, how did he ever become president? That's another story. But what kind of guy is running for the presidency and speaks like that and says that, lying, but speaks in that kind of language? A judge in Florida barred Trump just now from disclosing or keeping evidence in the documents case against him. But it was not Eileen Mercedes Cannon. It was the magistrate judge, Bruce Reinhart. And this gives rise to a larger question. There are federal judges, district court judges, they're called Article III judges based on Article III in the Constitution. They have life appointments. That's what Eileen Mercedes Cannon is. She has no credentials. She'd only practiced a couple of years. She'd had four criminal cases total in the U.S. Attorney's Office, and only two of them was she lead counsel. She was a gopher on the other two. And on the two that she was lead counsel, there was simply possession of a firearm by a felon. They're very easy cases, very routine cases. That's it. They asked her to disclose all of her publications. She disclosed 20 of them. 19 of them were in a Spanish language newspaper on subjects like, quote, I'm not kidding, tomatoes can cure tumors, end quote, or music subjects. None of them had anything to do with legal subjects. It is like taking somebody off the street, take them into a surgery suite, say do brain surgery. It's disgusting. But federal district judges, Article III judges, use magistrate judges. What's a magistrate judge? A magistrate judge is a federal judge who's appointed for 10 years by the chief judge of that district. And while they're there, at the beginning of each case, they ask both sides, do you agree to have me run the whole case and sort of act like an Article III judge? And in my experience practicing law, you would frequently do that in a civil case, where the magistrate judge had a good reputation. Bruce Reinhart has a very good reputation, but there's no way that anybody's going to consent to him to be the ultimate judge. Trump never will, because the fix is in with his Article III judge. Sheldon Whitehouse, he is the senator from Rhode Island, gave a good interview over the weekend. He said that Judge Eileen Mercedes Cannon is a Trump advocate in a robe. She's another Trump lawyer in a robe. And I can't begin to tell you how foolish I think it was that Jack Smith elected to file this case in Palm Beach County in Florida. Palm Beach County, there are a lot of federal judges in Florida, but in Florida, on the intake sheet, they demand to know what county in Florida your case is, because they have federal judges in a lot of counties. He had to put West Palm Beach or Palm Beach County, because that's where Mar-a-Lago is. That's where the documents were being displayed, were being shown basically to Russian and Chinese spies by leaving them in unlocked storerooms and bathrooms, and word got around. Well, there were only three judges in Palm Beach County that could have gotten this case. And she was one of them. Jack Smith knew it. What are you willing to bet on a 1 in 3 chance? If you're in poker and it's 1 in 3 that you'll hit a straight or whatever is left, that's one thing. But you wouldn't do it with all your money or bet your house on it. I think what Jack Smith did, and Garland and the Democrats always do this, they want to look fair. They think people care. What would have been fair is to file it in Washington, D.C. That's where he stole the documents. That's where he took the documents. Venue is appropriate there. In Washington, D.C., you would get judges who are fair. Some are Republicans, some are Democrats, some were appointed by Trump, some were appointed by George W. Bush, but they're fair. Aline Mercedes Cannon, with her sneaky eyes, take a good look at her, it gives me the shivers, is a Trump lawyer. She just happens to have a robe on it. Now you may say, all right, Matt, what can she really do? Let me tell you what she can really do. Did you ever hear of Kyle Rittenhouse? Yeah, you've heard of him. Killed two people, shot a third, went to trial, really had no defense. The judge there was on his side. The judge there said the prosecution could not describe the people who were killed as victims. If the guy who shot isn't a victim, I don't know who is. Could they appeal that? Not in the middle of a trial. He chewed the prosecutors out very, very, very harshly. In my judgment, without any basis whatsoever. And remember something. Remember this really well. Yes, a judge will tell the jury, do not look at social media and do not look at television. Most of them disobey him and don't fess up. All of them have spouses or friends who see this stuff and tell them. They knew he'd chewed the prosecutor out. They knew he had told the prosecutor they couldn't use the word victims. And you could tell how that affected that jury. So how is Aline Mercedes Cannon, with those awful eyes, God, those awful eyes, take a good look at the picture. Those awful eyes, those Trump lawyer eyes in a robe, an incompetent judge. What could she do? Let me tell you what she could do. Let me tell you what she could do. I clerked for one of the best federal judges in the country, the Honorable Thomas E. Fairchild, Chief Judge of the United States Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit. And I saw lots of cases, and I've tried lots of cases. What she can do is, when she gets to trial, say the prosecutor can't argue that the Russians and the Chinese saw these documents because there's no, quote, proof, end quote. And the response to that is, they murdered an unusually large number of our undercover agents based on that information. She'll smile, grin, and shrug her shoulders and say, well, I need to see that on video. That is not appealable. The other thing that she could do, believe it or not, at the end of the day of the trial, she could say, well, I've listened to all the evidence and I don't think it's sufficient, and I dismiss the case with prejudice, dismiss the charges. That is not appealable. Do you understand that? You cannot appeal a criminal exoneration of a defendant if you're a prosecutor. You can appeal if you're the defendant, and you can appeal on either side in a civil case, but the fix can be in. She can sit there and listen and cluck for 2 weeks. Then at the end, in my opinion, there's not enough evidence here. I dismiss the charges. We're going to talk about this a lot more in the future. Be very careful about this case. Keep an eye on this case. We're coming to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Insure yourself a brighter future with help from insurance agent Stephanie Morales. Stephanie's passion is educating families on affordable, sufficient coverage, along with using your insurance for emergencies to major purchases while you're alive. Book a free insurance consultation with Stephanie Morales today at stephaniemorales.net or call 414-791-0124. That's 414-791-0124. Call today to begin that brighter future. Stephanie Morales Insurance. Creating a legacy.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, CivicMedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 57 tonight under clear skies. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 82 tomorrow. Ample sunshine expected. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 61. Dry with temperatures near average Wednesday and Thursday, and highs in the low 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 81 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK.
I think I'm gonna be sad. I think it's today.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, I want to talk about the state legislature. I want to talk about the state Republican Party. I want to talk about the state Republican Party convention. There's a lot to talk about, a lot of skullduggery going on. We're going to get into it right now. Here is a rogue's list of what the Republican Party is up to. First of all, Robin Voss and the Republicans have said that they want to cut the UW system budget, which is already under budgeted, underfunded, by $32 million, because they believe that that's amount, the amount that would be used by the UW system for diversity, equity, and inclusion. They don't like that. They don't want that. Governor Evers has said he's not going to sign a budget that cuts the UW system by anything. He says he won't do it. Evers had proposed a $305 million increase in the budget. We have a $7 billion surplus in funds in the state. Republican Party, since Scott Walker was elected in 2010, has done everything in its power to knife and diminish and starve and hurt the UW system. One time, the University of Wisconsin-Madison was considered the 34th best university in the world. Not in the United States, in the world. We're talking there about the entire Ivy League, the entire Big Ten. Every conference in this country, we're talking about the Sorbonne, we're talking about Oxford and Cambridge, Salamanca, talking about Heidelberg, universities in Russia, in China, in Japan. They have done everything they can to drag the UW system down. UWM is one of the top research universities in the country, the top 130 of them. They're a tier one research university. They were founded and described, my father was on the faculty there for 34 years, as basically, by analogy, the UCLA of Wisconsin to Madison's Berkeley. These vandals have done what they can to drag it down. Before we go too much farther, I want to go to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for going. What's your mind today, Bill?
I'm glad you're talking about the state Republicans.
I just talked about this about an hour ago on your station. You know, it's not amazing why Robin Voss had a beer poured on his head. Nobody ought to question why that happened. The guy's a certified nut. He's crazy. And they think they're going to leverage the state of Wisconsin and the state of Wisconsin voters. Well, here's what we can do. We can leverage back legally. I don't know if it's Josh Call or who it is, but first of all, Ron Johnson's head's going to be on the chopping block. He took electoral votes illegal. We all know that. Isn't that a case, Matt? I'm asking you. Can they develop a case on that?
Absolutely. Okay. Listen, the fake electors and everybody who ginned them up. Absolutely, Bill. Yeah, Bill's making a good point, and it has to do not only with the state Republican Party. Ron Johnson walked around with the Michigan state electors. What's he doing with the Michigan state electors? Hey, why not the Idaho state electors? Doesn't represent either state. He did it because it was a Mr. Bones routine, fit for tat. I'll knife Michigan, and somebody else knifes Wisconsin. They almost accomplished it, almost accomplished it. Limousine came up with one of the Secret Service agents who was in on it. He wanted to give Pence a ride. He was going to give him a ride out into the Maryland countryside. And Pence would not be able to show up to ceremonially accept the certifications. The Republicans would say, all right, we want to invoke the Constitution. One vote per delegation. We have a majority of the delegations. So therefore, Trump is president. So that's what was going on. Chuck Grassley of Iowa. He looks like a fossil from the Cretaceous, the lower Cretaceous. Chuck Grassley, why he's around, I don't know. And he grinned and he said, well, I'll be there tomorrow, but I don't know if Pence will. He was in on it. They're all in on it. Thanks for calling, Bill. Really appreciate it. But I want to get back to the Republican Party. They also are going to knife child care. They don't want to fund child care, even though it's funded right now. Let me give you some of the facts. Joint Finance Committee 11-4 rejected funding. Rejected funding for the child care initiative. Evers, Governor Evers, had put in $351 million in pandemic relief money for it in November 2021 to keep the program going to the end of 2023. And the Democrats, Evers, proposed $340 million to keep it going beyond that. That's a lifeline for child care providers. There are 4,345 child care providers in the state who stay in business because of this. They have 22,000 staffers who are employed, and they care for 113,000 children while their parents are at work. The best social program is a job. If a parent can work and know that his child is safe, that's productive for society. The Republicans are sticking a knife in that. They say no more child care money. Some of those kids are going to be kept in unsafe conditions and be victimized, and a lot of parents are going to lose their jobs because of the Republican Party. The more of you on the line, we're going to a break. I have no choice over these breaks. Do not hang up. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. There's a lot more back after the break.
She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride. And she don't care.
Summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Cruz on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. It's sweltering in Texas today, says KHOU-TV reporter Stephanie Whitefield in Houston.
An excessive heat warning is in place through the end of the day today. It's already been re-upped for tomorrow. We're going to get a little bit of relief in Houston, but relief means like upper 90s.
The heat index could reach 120 degrees today. A five-person submersible that was bringing tourists to see the wreckage of the Titanic in the Atlantic Ocean is missing, says CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb.
The area with which it has gone missing is well known, and CBS News can confirm that the Boston Coast Guard has been brought in. It is part of the search, and it is assisting in trying to find the submersible.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing for about an hour today. This is Xi through an interpreter.
The two sides have also made progress and reached agreement on some specific issues. This is very good.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in southeast Wisconsin. Two separate shootings within a 90-minute time frame last night resulted in the deaths of two men in Milwaukee. The first shooting took place at around 9 last night, and no arrests have been made at this point. This past weekend, the rides weren't the only danger at Six Flags. Brittany Merlot has the story.
A man was arrested at Six Flags Great America in Gurnee over the weekend for allegedly attempting to bring a loaded gun in a baby stroller. An X-ray screening revealed a handgun in a diaper bag. The man, who is on parole in Louisiana, has been charged with felon in possession of a firearm and aggravated unlawful use of a weapon. I'm Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
A 16-year-old was in the car when a Racine man was pulled over on I-94 over the weekend. That teenage passenger enhanced an OWI charge after troopers pulled over 48-year-old Andre Lewis on I-94 near Highway 11 Saturday. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The law firm of Gingras, Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras, Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to go right to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Mark?
Kind of ironic playing that song. They're keeping close watch on this heart of mine because Robin Voss obviously never has done that in his life. But he's on marriage number four right now because I count an annulment as a divorce, which he tries to elude for some reason. But I mean, Robin Voss and the fellow Republicans, the whole thing on the child care, if they're actually thinking about it, that would be a huge employment program right there, not only for the child care industry, but also in the number of people that could be able to return to the workforce because they have a safe environment to have their children educated, their children in while they attend the workforce. And the attacking of higher education is something apparently Republicans do not like people to be educated. They hate the Wisconsin idea, that the whole purpose of our educational system from kindergarten through college in this state should actually be producing thinking citizenry, not just little cogs to work in whatever factory that they want to have open. I mean, that we can do both. We can work and be well-educated citizens in this state and in this country. Contrary to what Republicans believe in is that, they want reduce the workforce to more or less chattel slavery is what I think that's what some of them would prefer. I mean, that this idea of women should be at home taking care of the kids, well, that's right out of the fascist playbook right there. That's what the Nazis enshrined. Is that the ideal woman for the Nazis was a woman that stayed at home and popped out as many little kids that, do.
Right. Here's my view of it. Here's my view of it. I mean, it's possible to overstate it. What occurs to me and what angers me is that what they're doing is there are 113,000 kids being taken care of and their parents can go out and work. And a job is the best social program. The best social program is a job. There are 22,000 staffers working for 4,345 childcare centers. It is a win-win. It is an absolute win-win, and the kids are safe. And it is unfeeling, without making comparisons to some of the stuff, it just flat out is bad public policy what they're doing. But here's some of the other things they're doing, and here's some of what they did in terms of resolutions in their convention over the weekend in La Crosse. First of all, they're obsessed with a thing called the phonics. Now, let me tell you something. That's about teaching reading. The phonics to them is like ivermectin to medicine. I don't believe in the phonics. You know, you learn to read by, reciting component parts of words and all that. And if there's any validity to it, the Department of Public Instruction should be issuing guidelines on it, not the state legislature. These people, this is a wingnut idea. And you should not have a gerrymandered caucus of wingnuts decreeing what educational policy is in the state. It should be the professionals of the Department of Public Instruction. Give you an example. The Republicans in their bill, their proposal, they want mandatory repeating of the third grade if a youngster, a little one, isn't up to snuff in the way they think they should be. Well, no. It should be up to the Department of Public Instruction professionals with graduate degrees in education, with years of experience, to decide if a youngster or little one should repeat a grade. It should not be by rote from the state legislature, gerrymandered state legislature. It also gives other instructions, mandatory instructions on how to teach. You cannot have politicized teaching. We have a Department of Public Instruction. It's a crackerjack department. We have a great superintendent now. Tony Evers had at one time been superintendent. I've known people in education throughout the state. My wife is a professional educator. The educators in Wisconsin are among the best in the country. We don't want tampering by people like Robin Voss and like this legislature. Now, let me turn quickly to the convention in La Crosse. It was a clown posse. They all hunched together. They crouched warmly, plotting their revenge. Bad smells emanated from it, metaphorically. There was a stench of mendacity. Let me give you some examples. They debated a resolution to eliminate the Wisconsin Election Commission. Megan Wolf is the executive director. Our elections are the fairest in the country. Everybody listening to this, Republican and Democrat, in all 72 counties, when you walk into your polling place, you relax. You know they are honest people. They simply are. You know that your vote is being fairly recorded. To say otherwise is lying, to not put too much of a emphasis on it. We should not eliminate the Wisconsin Election Commission and have a gerrymandered legislature which does not represent the state. Why do I say that? Because there have been 18 statewide elections in the last X years and Democrats have won 17. Maybe in the future, Republicans will win some. That's fine. But the point is, you shouldn't have a veto-proof majority, essentially, which you have in the Senate. Two-thirds in the Senate are Republicans, even though they don't get half the votes. And almost two-thirds in the Assembly. We're only one or two votes shy of that. That's commie government. It's not American government. They want to get rid of almost all early voting in their resolution. You should only be able to vote early for cause if you come carried in a stretcher waving an excuse from your doctor. They don't want college kids to vote. They say, no, you can't vote if you're in college. You got to go home to, you know, where your parents are, even if you don't live there anymore. Their resolution to withdraw from the Elections Information Election Center. That's an interstate consortium of election data that's freely shared by honest state governments and facilitates making sure that there's not fraud in these elections. They're voting on a resolution, or they voted on a resolution for the legislature to pick the presidential electors, not the voters. Your vote would be a beauty contest. Voss would convene the electors. The fake electors that should be prosecuted and haven't been so far. Remember, Ron Johnson carried around the fake electors from Michigan. Michigan, at least, has a strong legislature now that wouldn't put up with it, but they wouldn't be fake anymore. It's whoever Voss wants. You would give up your right to vote for president to make it count. Then they had a resolution that said that the Democrat, they never say the Democratic as the adjective, it's Democrat controlled as a pejorative. The Democrat controlled FBI colludes with tech companies to interfere in our elections. That is false and known by them to be false. The FBI is scrupulously honest. By continuing to attack the FBI, to attack law enforcement, that is very similar to what the rising National Socialist Party in the 1920s in Berlin started to do. You attack law enforcement. You attack the most honest law enforcement. The FBI does not collude with tech companies to interfere in our elections. That is false and known by them to be false. Another thing, this is precious. They had a resolution that ivermectin be an over-the-counter drug. You don't need a prescription. Are you kidding me? Ivermectin is a dewormer for cows and horses. You want the average guy to go in and just suck down some ivermectin, fall on the ground writhing? Why are they suddenly pharmaceutical experts? They're not. We're going to the lines. Andy of Watertown, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Andy?
There's a, I'd be familiar with organization, and they have a public radio show, Reveal, and it's going to be on tonight on our Delafield, I think, is a station. But they do investigative journalism, and they used Milwaukee as the subject that the investigator followed, and it pretty much detailed the organization of our tax dollars going to support these companies that pretend to be helping people who are required to get work, and what a racket it is. And, you know, when you were talking about daycare, that's what made me think of it. I mean, that money could be put into daycare. The one woman they followed, I mean, they spend $11,000 where, you know, she didn't get any of it. And she ended up being a janitor, which she already was before going into this program.
Yep.
And also, they get bonuses where we've spent $11 million giving just bonuses to these companies. It's really, really interesting. I think you'd really find it revealing.
Thank you for that excellent tip, Annie. The Republican Party has a penchant of putting money into private companies that are essentially their donors. And taking money out of things that actually help. I will say again, 113,000 kids being cared for in a safe environment by 4,300 daycare centers around the state so that their parents can work is much more important than what Annie just talked about. In fact, what Annie just talked about should not be. There should not be state money going to these kinds of outfits. Annie, thanks a lot for calling. And let me tell you the other thing that the Republicans are up to now. Milwaukee has a police and fire commission. It's the first in the country. It was founded in 1885. When I was in law school, I was the editor of the Wisconsin Law Review. I wrote a law review article called Police Accountability in Wisconsin. It's 1974 Wisconsin Law Review, 1135. Look it up. Got into the history of a lot of this stuff. Our police and fire commission was the most honest, most effective, and the first police and fire commission, sometimes called a civilian review board in other states, in the country. It was all that progressivism, that Fighting Bob type progressivism from the late 19th century. Police and Fire Commission banned the use of no-knock warrants and chokeholds, for instance. Robin Voss and the Republicans have eliminated it. Not entirely, but eliminated much of its power. They said in their new legislation that the Milwaukee Police and Fire Commission can't impose policies on the police and fire. Policies can only be made by the department chiefs and two-thirds of the common council. They are emasculating the police and fire commission. They talk about local control, but they're not truthful. Going for a quick call to the Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. We have a little time before the break. What's your mind, Gene?
Hey, Matt. These guys, they have delusions of grandeur and like they really have this intelligence going on. They put themselves in the positions of being a physician. They put themselves in being a child learning expert. They put themselves in the position of everything that they've taken over. I mean, they put themselves in being a position of the governor and over our Department of Justice. I mean, when is everybody going to wake up? We got to vote these sons of guns out of there because they are ridiculous. They're idiots. They don't know about child growth and development and learning, and they're obnoxious, and they think they're G-O-D-S, and I am just abhorred by their behaviors and what they're trying to do in our state. So I just had to give my 2 cents worth. This is ridiculous, and they need to go. Thank you very much, Matt. And
thank you, Gene. Thanks very much. Yeah, this is a gerrymandered legislature that's illegitimate. It's commie government, doesn't support the votes that they're getting, and they are changing the state in a bad way and hurting our kids. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're mine.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Ensure yourself a brighter future with help from insurance agent Stephanie Morales. Stephanie's passion is educating families on affordable, sufficient coverage, along with using your insurance for emergencies to major purchases while you're alive. Book a free insurance consultation with Stephanie Morales today at stephaniemorales.net or call 414-791-0124. That's 414-791-0124. Call today to begin that brighter future. Stephanie Morales Insurance, creating a legacy.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows level off around 56 tonight, under clear skies, winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. Highs level off around 83. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 60. Dry with seasonal temperatures Wednesday and Thursday, and highs in the low 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 81 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Welcome back to Medfin Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to give you an update on Ukraine. It's not a war. It's a genocidal invasion by sadists. Important article in the New York Times came out today, documented how the Russians tried to kill, to assassinate one of their defectors in the United States, in Miami, in 2020. A guy named Alexander Patayev, defector of the United States, gave us information. As a result, going far back as 2010, the FBI arrested 11 spies who were in deep cover on the East Coast. They looked normal, except they were Russians. So they clearly were not originally from the United States. They held jobs, and they were spying for Russia. They were all arrested. They eventually swapped with Moscow with some Russian prisoners of ours. Russia in the past had not tried to kill anybody in the United States. They killed somebody in London. They killed somebody in Berlin, but they were afraid to kill anybody here. There was a killing in Washington, D.C. some years ago. I'm not alone, believe that they did it, but they kept their fingerprints out of it. But this time, they have assassins in our country. Just reported from the Ukraine war that Russian soldiers have now castrated some Ukrainian prisoners. Soldiers they capture and they castrate them. These people are animals. They should not be treated as human beings, these Russians. They should be treated as Nazis. Vladimir Putin is a Nazi wannabe, a Hitler wannabe, Stalin wannabe. We are taking a tack that I think has got to be stepped up. We're giving plenty of weapons to the Ukrainians. They're immeasurably brave, but there are 45 million Ukrainians and 145 million Russians. And of the Ukrainians, about 10 million of them are either refugees abroad or in their own country. And certainly ever since Sherman's March to the Sea from Atlanta, frankly, throughout the history of warfare, it's always devolved into attacks on civilian areas to demoralize them. The Russians are doing it. They're killing kids, bombing hospitals. You can't have a war, because it's not really a war, which 145 million people can bomb the apartment buildings and the children of 45 million people. But the 45 million people can't bomb the apartment buildings and children of the 145 million people, like in Moscow and St. Petersburg. The fear in the West is because Russia has nuclear weapons, they can grin and say, let us enjoy our sadism. Yes, we are Nazis, but we enjoy this. It gives us pleasure. to see this suffering. I think Biden's doing a good job arming Ukraine. I think if the Republicans ever got back in, Trump is on the take from the Russians. Trump is pro-Putin. Ukraine would be absolutely ravaged if Trump ever got in. But he's not going to get in. But I think there's a lot more we can be doing. Let's go over some of that. First of all, there are a lot of Russians in this country, a lot of Russians in Europe. We shouldn't let that. Shouldn't let that happen. I don't trust them. Throw them out. All of them. If they're citizens, they manage to sneak into citizenship. Can't throw them out, but keep an eye on them. Number one, do not let them into Europe. Number two, sanction the entire Russian population. Any Russian who has a bank account abroad, it gets frozen. They can't withdraw money. They can't use it. They can't spend it. We'd already frozen 300 million of money they had on deposit in our banks, and there's another 300 million they have in European banks. It's frozen. Use it to reimburse Ukraine, to pay Ukraine, to help them pay for their armaments that they're being given, and to rebuild. Take all of Russia's money. Number three, they have a port city on the Baltic that they insisted on keeping after the Second World War. It had been a German city. Immanuel Kant, you may have heard of him, a great philosopher, spent his entire life there. It's called Kingsburg. Ruskies renamed it after a communist leader. But the only way they can service it is either by sea, somehow coming out of the Atlantic and up into the Baltic, or they can run a train through Lithuania, service it that way. And the EU ruled that they should be permitted to do that, so Lithuania had to let them. I think that's wrong. No Ruskie should be permitted to set foot in Russia. They are a Nazi nation. They produce nothing of value. They haven't since the 19th century. They produce sadism and fraud. They want to resupply that city we call Königsberg. They should be forced to do it the long way. It is a small thing, but not that small. But the other thing, and we've got to come to terms with this, is always talk about what a settlement. You can't settle with Hitler. Here, Hitler has nuclear weapons. Joe Biden is playing it exactly right. The only way that this war is going to end is if Putin is killed. Kill Putin. But we can't kill Putin. If we did that, that could unleash the kind of war we don't want. We have to facilitate the killing of Putin by Ukrainians or by Chechens who were bombed by Putin and ravaged by him, and he put in his strongman. His coordinates should be published at all times to our allies. There should be a universal resolve that this animal be killed. And it has to be said that strongly. Those in the Republican Party who are wobbly on Ukraine, who think that somehow Russia can be trusted, Russia can never be trusted. For 1,000 years, you could not trust Russia. No Russian leader ever told the truth. You can say, well, during when Gorbachev was in and Yeltsin, there was a rapprochement. Yeah, could have gone somewhere and didn't go anywhere. That is my feeling about Vladimir Putin and Russia. Coming to the end of the show, great show, great callers as always. Matt Flynn directly back, same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of artisan hearth buns and rolls on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best, and with several varieties to choose from, including Wisconsin brat buns, gourmet brioche, French, and onion rolls, the bakers of Artisan Hearth have the buns and rolls your family will love. Artisan Hearth, locally baked, delivered fresh daily.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.